It is review. It was planned to be the second of our season reviews. We've done part one up until January, where we've spoken about Liverpool's 25-26 season. As I said, this was meant to be part two, recorded on Sunday, but Liverpool sacked on a slot on Saturday. So we've decided to have a bit of a chat first. Part two will come out next week, and it will have the relevant hindsight of knowing the manager is no longer in situ. But we wanted to get a bit of reaction, review style. So, Sean, I mean, in the most basic form, I'll come to you first and say, how do you feel? What are you thinking? How did you take the initial reaction versus a night's sleep? And how are you feeling now?
I feel that it's generally just really sad. You know, probably what everyone would endorse, I suppose, that when you go back to April 2025 and winning the league at Anfield, and then you think perhaps a really exciting summer ahead and transfers, and at the very least being another title race, try and go further in the Champions League. And, you know, by the time you're, what, we 31st May 2026 as we record, by the time you're in around that date, 2025, very exciting times. So obviously everything begins with then the Diego Jota tragedy. And I think right now, I think it's the right decision, personally. I always caveat that. I think it's always about what happens next. Now, there are some situations, I think, where it's gone that far that you end up having to go, right, we just have to do this right now. Roy Hodgson would be the perfect example of that. And we're not in that. You know, I hate saying that. I'm not doing that in any way, shape or form to compare that with Arne Slot or the situation. I'm just trying to pick an extreme situation where you're like, right, this just has to happen at this point.